Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Annabelle and John with your 8am Zedlines. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners are advised that this bulletin contains mention of deceased people. In local news, fans of Lady Gaga had to queue in the sweltering heat on Tuesday night following technical issues at Suncorp Stadium. Some fans even missed part of the show, as gates to the stadium opened 50 minutes later than anticipated. The show itself was delayed by 40 minutes, starting at 7:40, with a spokesperson for the stadium saying all crowds were cleared by 7:52. Some fans, however, claimed they were waiting significantly longer than this. Lang Park said it would perform an extensive debrief over the next few days. And proposed laws introduced to state parliament yesterday may lead to children as young as 10 years old being fitted with ankle monitors in Queensland. I'm sure it's uncomfortable and I'm sure it's a little embarrassing to wear one, but there is a pretty easy solution around that. Don't offend, said Premier David Crisafulli. Youth Advocacy Centre Chief Executive Catherine Hayes said, however, that offending children without stable housing could be negatively impacted by the legislation. The big challenge with electronic monitoring devices is having a safe, stable home where the device can be charged each night and where there is access to 4G phone and internet so that the devices can properly function, she said.
And in national news, data from the Australian Institute of Criminology has revealed that numbers of Indigenous deaths in custody are the highest they have been in four decades. The University of Melbourne's Amanda Porter has described it as a national crisis. It's maddening to see the number of inquests that I attend, the number of funerals that families have to attend, and the fact that we are 30 years after the Royal Commission and the situation is getting increasingly worse, she said. The data revealed that First Nations people are 13 times more likely to die in prison than non-Indigenous people. And the under-16 social media ban officially commenced yesterday, with millions of Australian teens beginning to lose access to their accounts. However, many teens still claim to have access to accounts on platforms like Snapchat and YouTube. The legislation has been subject to much controversy, with young people criticising the ban for its likelihood to isolate vulnerable individuals from their social circles and the potential for teens to lose critical digital literacy skills. However, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has defended the legislation, saying that the ban will reduce pressure on young people and has encouraged them to make the most of their time offline.
In international news, the Trump administration has announced a proposal to force tourists from visa-exempt countries to hand over 5 years' worth of social media history in order to visit the United States. The proposal would impact tourists from 41 countries, including Australia, who were previously not required to provide this information. Other data, such as phone numbers, email addresses, biometric data, and information about family members would also be required. It comes after student visa applicants were required to publicise their social media profiles to enter the country in June this year.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. So stay sun safe out there today, Brisbane. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.